This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, June 9th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The KUAF Summer Jazz Series opens its 16th season with the jazz fusion group The Yellow Jackets, June 21st at 8 p.m. at the Eureka Springs Auditorium. The Grammy Award-winning Yellow Jackets will present their high-energy mix of jazz, funk, and blues. The Summer Jazz Series is presented by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. A link to tickets is available online at KUAF.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Arkansas charter schools have public enrollment, are independent, or operate under charter management organizations, and we learn about the differences. Plus, a U of A researcher receives a grant to study the genetic composition of single-celled algae known as diatoms. Also, the latest installment of Arkansongs, Roby Brock has his weekly business and political news update, and more. But first, the Fort Smith City Board of Directors will hold a special meeting tomorrow in conjunction with its usual study session. The purpose of the special meeting will be to discuss a proposed special election to increase by 2 mills the millage levied for the Fort Smith Public Library. Jennifer Goodson, executive director of the Fort Smith Public Library, says the millage collected for the library has been frozen at 1 mill since 1957. And for the library to grow into the future, more funding will be required. Goodson says the library's users, as of now, are well-rounded in that they still heavily use traditional media like books, audiobooks, and DVDs. But she also says usage trends are changing.
So when we look at our statistics over the last few years, we're continuing to be very strong in what folks might think of as our traditional library offerings, but we're also seeing an amazing amount of growth in our digital offerings. So more and more people are looking for what they can do from home, from their office, 24/7. And so that's what the library is trying to do, is we're trying to meet people where they are, whether it's to take digital services to them that they can get to 24/7, that's a big part of the plan, or other ways that we can actually extend the library out into the community.
Goodson says one way the library would extend itself out into the community is by revamping the library's former bookmobile into a story bus, which would be targeted at reaching preschoolers who don't necessarily spend a lot of time in the library. With the increased millage, the library would also aim to introduce new resources and services, such as online video training resources, streaming video services, and even a makerspace equipped with 3D printing and video editing tools. Goodson says a 2 mil increase for the library would have a slight economic impact on homeowners in the city.
So for a person who lives in a $100,000 home, right now, they pay $1.66 a month in property tax that goes to support the library, the public library. With this initiative, that $1.66 a month will go to $5 a month. And so when we look at it on an individual basis, it certainly is an impact. Nobody likes new taxes, me included. But in the scheme of things, that's maybe one less cup of coffee a month in return for all of the things that we'll be able to offer folks that may actually put money back in their pockets.
Goodson says with streaming video and downloadable ebook services through the library, users wouldn't necessarily need to pay for movies from Netflix or new books through the Amazon Kindle store. The special meeting regarding the proposed millage increase is set for noon tomorrow at the Fort Smith Public Library. The proposed date for the special millage election is August 12th. The Greenwood Police Department is embracing new technology. Will Dawson, Greenwood Police Chief, says the department has developed a smartphone app for Greenwood residents after the department has received favorable use of other social media platforms.
Well, we've had a lot of success with our Facebook page. 50% of our population has our Facebook page or has followed it or has liked it. We put out a lot of notifications such as street conditions, weather alerts, missing children. We've also had a lot of success with posting pictures of people we're trying to identify in cases. So this is just another way to get the community involved and also to keep them updated on conditions in Greenwood, whether it be road conditions or weather or crimes that are taking place.
Also through the new app, Chief Dawson says residents can receive amber alerts, submit written or photo tips, request extra patrols or security checks in their area, and more. He also says the department already uses digital media as a tool in solving cases.
Our investigators spent 2 days last week trying to identify people in a theft case. We put on our Facebook page, and in 5 minutes, we had the identity of the suspects in a theft case. And now that case is solved. So it's very important to get the public involved, you know, to have them out looking. And now they'll have an avenue to submit tips, and they can do that anonymous. But it's crucial, you know, in solving crimes to have these extra eyes out there, which in Greenwood we do. We have people that submit tips, and I think this will just aid them in doing that now and hopefully increase the tips.
Chief Dawson says the new smartphone app has been developed for both the iPhone and Android mobile platforms, and the app should be available in the respective app stores sometime in the coming week. Starting a week from today, Rogers Public Schools will begin its summer meals program for kids and teens in the community. Margie Bowers, the school district's director of food services, says meals will be served at several locations throughout the city.
We'll be serving congregate meals. That is, they will come in and be served inside, breakfast and lunch at Heritage High School. And the other congregate sites will be Old Wire Elementary and Matthias Elementary. And they will be serving lunch only. Heritage High School will be serving breakfast and lunch. And then we will have mobile locations also where we send the meals out in a truck. And all that has to happen is for the children to show up and we provide a meal for them. And that will be at the Nonprofit Center, Edgewood Apartments, Muddle Park Apartments.
She says a mobile meals truck will also be at the Boys and Girls Club, where the district already provides meals for the club's enrolled summer meals program. Bowers says the meals program averaged about 1,000 meals served daily by the end of last summer, and the way the program is funded is simple.
It's funded the same way child nutrition is funded through school lunch. It's by reimbursement through USDA funds. And basically, we determine the areas of the city that have the highest percentage of free and reduced children. So those are our lower income areas, and we provide those locations. And everyone is served free of charge. And then we are funded through reimbursement from USDA.
There are no eligibility requirements for children 18 and younger to get a meal at any of the program's locations. The Summer Meals program lasts from June 16th through August 1st. Six current Razorback baseball players are among amateur players drafted by Major League Baseball teams this weekend. Infielder Brian Anderson was drafted by Miami in the third round, and pitcher Chris Oliver was selected in the next round by Philadelphia. Also drafted, pitchers Jalen Beeks and Michael Gunn, and position players Eric Fisher and Tyler Spoon. The players will have until July 18th to either sign with the big league clubs or decide to return for their senior season. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will face in-state rival Arkansas tonight in North Little Rock. The Nats and the Travelers are scheduled to play two games in Dickie Stevens Park. Yesterday, the Naturals beat Arkansas 6-0. The Nats return to Springdale Sunday night for a series against the Travelers. A flash flood watch is in effect until this evening. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 58 in northwest Arkansas and a low of 61 in the Arkansas River Valley. Expect more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow in northwest Arkansas, and we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a high near 74. In the Arkansas River Valley, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Expect mostly cloudy conditions with a high near 78. Tomorrow night, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas. Mostly cloudy throughout the listening area with a low around 55 in northwest Arkansas and a low of 61 in the Arkansas River Valley.